The opinions you love. The history you crave. This is Rant EM Radio. And we are live on the air across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media. 10 minutes late, though. Some technical problems kept us off the air. Well, kept me off the air, that is. Pity. These things always happen on important nights. It's terrible. Anyways, Double A, as always, here on this Night of Champions night, being joined by Surfer.
Good evening.
Tony C.
Going on.
And there's Rage. Rage? Rage?
$100 lighter.
All right, Rage doesn't want to talk. Anyways, so with that said, we've got a pay-per-view to cover, and there's the crackling. We got a pay-per-view to cover. We don't have much time to barely. You sound like you're in a... I don't know, in a tunnel somewhere. Far, far away. You know?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, but it's like you're 50 miles away. It's called trying to adjust your levels or try to reset in your mic. Don't bother talking.
What we're talking about is not correcting the problem.
Right. Fix it before you try to berate us with... stuff.
All right.
Anyways. So, yes, we got a pay-per-view to cover. Lots to talk about. More than five matches. One, two, three, four, five matches. Yeah, five matches to cover, including the pre-show, which we will have live play-by-play of. So it's going to be one of those nights. Yeah.
And every title is on the line except one, right?
Every title is on the line except one. No, Rage. Why don't you try rebooting or something, or see if your mic level is all the way down? Because you sound like you're 50 miles away.
So, the U.S. title is on the line, too?
The what now?
U.S. title?
The U.S. title is officially up for grabs tonight.
Cool.
At least let me check.
Probably not going to change hands, but it's on the line.
I hope it does. Rage, it doesn't work. Reset your computer. Do what you got to do. Shake it if you got to. Anyways. Let me see here real quickly. Let me see what matches are up for grabs. Or what title. Yeah, U.S. title is on the line. So... Night of Champions is the night where we have all the titles on the line. We celebrate champions of the past, like how this pay-per-view was officially meant to be. Like that first Night of Champions where they brought in Magnum TA and Rick Martel and Tony Garea, even though that I don't think nobody knows who he is, except for Surfer. Because Tony Garea was during Surfer's time. Right?
And not all titles. But all titles are supposed to be on the line.
All the titles are supposed to be up for grabs. And I don't know.
Except tonight.
Yeah. But let's get right to it. There's actually no news going into tonight's event. Here's Rage again. Rage? No. Did you try rebooting your computer like I told you to?
Yes.
Now you're getting better.
Are you
hearing me? Testing.
You yelling into the mic doesn't work. It's better, but try cranking your levels up. Either that or jiggle it. Anyways, let's real quickly, let's begin our the prediction process of tonight's... I'm not going to go through this for the next 50 minutes, Rage. Fix your problems and then call in.
Oh my God, what it was... What the... Oh!
There, now you're sounding better.
You got me.
There.
You got me.
I okay, gotta yell good. At you to make it work. Anyways.
What do you mean? Oh my
WWE
God.
US title is on the line. The champion, Dean Ambrose of The Shield, will defend against Dolph Ziggler. Let's start with our good friend Surfer. And what does he think about this?
Okay. I'm starting to think that at this point, The Shield don't really need titles if they're going to play the role of Triple H's, enforcers. So, I'm going to go with Ziggler.
You're going to go with Ziggler? I agree. I'm going to go with Ziggler. Because, you know what? I was thinking about this because, and I guess I'll say why I came to this conclusion. And why I think WWE didn't put the Intercontinental title on the line. Because they probably feel that if you are a main eventer or a world champion, that if you win the US or IC title, that that's like taking a step down. But if
The Miz did it,
and if you recall, in 1996, the 13-time world heavyweight champion was the US champion, Ric Flair.
Yep.
So it's very possible that, that I don't see anything wrong with it. But Tony C, who do you think is going to take this match?
I think it's going to be Dolph as well. It's time for them to move away from the belts off, like Surfer said, off The Shield.
Especially since they haven't been having that many title defenses.
Exactly.
And Rage?
I kind of want Ziggler to win, but I don't see any title changes happening.
It wouldn't be Night of Champions without a title change.
I know, but it's not Night of Champions. It's just not. We went over this Saturday. It's not a Night of Champions if every title's not on the line.
Well,
let's face it. I mean, just the way the shit.
You can't put the IC belt on.
Lovely.
I mean, you can't put the IC belt on Punk, but still.
That's a step backwards for him. I mean, some people can take a step backwards and it's fine, but Punk can't.
I know, but still, I mean.
Not at this point in his career.
I mean, but this match shouldn't occur at a pay per view, man.
Now, of course, coming up here in 15 minutes time, or actually 12 minutes time, we're going to kick things off with a tag team turmoil match. For those of you that don't know, tag team turmoil, the rules of a tag team turmoil is two teams will start the match, and the team to score the pinfall or submission, basically, it'll signal for the next team to come in. And this will continue until there's only one team left.
It's been a while since they had one of these, right?
Yeah, it's been quite some time. It's essentially like a gauntlet match. I could have the rules wrong, but I think that's essentially what it is. It's definitely going to be interesting. I guess we'll go to that match next. By the way, if you're listening to us live right now, stay in the chat room. We'll be chatting during the course of the event. Of course, methods to watch are made available in the chat sticky right above the text box. And of course, if you're listening to us on the go and you want match results as they happen, follow Rant Entertainment Media at Rant EM Radio on Twitter, and you will get match results as they happen. And of course, full results will be posted on the website at rantemradio.com. At the end of tonight's event. And of course, we'll be on the air again at 11 o'clock, recapping everything that went down and taking your phone calls and hearing your reaction. So the tag team turmoil, primetime players, Tons of Funk, 3MB, The Real Americans, and The Usos. T- Tony C. If this isn't obvious, who do you think is going to take it?
Going to be the prime time players.
You know, WWE could not have made this more obvious. For those of you that have not seen the graphic for the match,
like the match card,
the match card. The prime time. Okay, so you've got the other four teams, right, in like a box, in a quartered box, and the prime time players get to stand out on their own, overshadowing the boxes
and slide across the
and slide screen and too. Slide across the screen. So, yeah. Anyways, Surfer.
Millions of dollars.
You really think it's time for the primetime players, the Black John Cena and the Barking Dog, to advance to the spotlight.
Take their rightful, amen. Take their rightful place.
Hey, you know, you're going to get that gay champion.
Billy and Chuck.
Exactly.
No, this ain't a Billy and Chuck thing, but they got a situation where, okay, he came out, did not throw it in your face. No one's, there's no backlash about it.
Right.
Okay, they're not getting booed. They're getting cheered louder than ever.
Right.
Yeah. You seen the people doing the millions of dollars in the crowd, three and four people strong, and. You look at the camera, you see like whole rows of people doing the millions of dollars, and they can't pass that up. This is the time to strike gold on having a gay champion that's like really gay, not pretending to be gay, not Billy and Chuck.
No, he's
Hollywood Blondes
Rico.
Yeah, exactly. He is flat out
Jesus Christ.
You know, he wakes up in the morning, his alarm goes off, and it's raining men. So
that's his ringtone.
It's not like I said, look, he's not being a stereotypical
he's not flaming
chin and hey girl.
We don't know that if
he's a regular person.
Well, we don't know that.
You know, so more power to the brother, you know.
Exactly. Rage, what about you?
Well, nothing would throw me more greatly than the real Americans or the Usos winning, but thanks to GLAAD, I guess the primetime players are going
to
win.
It's nothing to do with GLAAD.
Yeah, it has everything to do with
GLAAD.
It's not.
Have you seen GLAAD get involved at all in any of this?
If they lost,
Ray, he's saying
if they lose...
What do you think, GLAAD is going to boycott the WWE? If they
lose, you can expect a word from GLAAD.
Oh yeah, what are they going to do? Boycott the WWE?
Injustice. They're going to act like a great injustice has been bestowed upon WWE.
So if Darren Young wasn't gay and they lost this match, should the NAACP get involved?
Probably not.
Maybe. 6 weeks ago, I would have pointed towards the Usos winning this.
Which, by the way, this doesn't negate anything any push that the Usos have gotten. We gotta bear in mind, Usos for the most part have still been the ones feuding with the Shield. And here's the thing: when everything is said and done with the primetime players, it's very possible that the next feud could be a heel Usos versus the primetime players, tag team title match or not. Just an observation.
Where's my real Americans versus primetime players match? Where's that at?
It happened and primetime players won.
And handily, too.
Oh, but I want the moment.
You on Zev.
Okay. Let's see. Moving on. Whatever. So, we think Primetime Players is going to win this match, for the most part. Yeah. This brings us now to the next match. Tag team titles will be on the line. The winner of the Turmoil match will face the Shield. The four of us say it's going to be the Primetime Players. primetime players versus the Shield?
Unfortunately, yes.
Who is going to win?
Unfortunately, the primetime players.
The millions of dollars.
See, he doesn't think they can wrestle. That's why he doesn't want them to win.
No, I think they suck. Both of them.
Well, there's that anger again.
I'm not angry. I'm not angry. Oh my god, I'm not angry. I'm just have not been myself this weekend.
Sure.
It's been a very down. I'm gonna play that song.
You'll be hearing this. You'll be hearing this. Here are your winners and new. You know. But anyways,
the song's terrible.
It's just an intro song.
And another thing that for Rage, it's been a rough week. Not only has he had a bad week, but he's been stewing over the fact for 2 weeks now that the Night of Champions theme song is only a minute and 50 seconds.
Yeah, I am kind of pissed off at that.
I don't understand anybody getting so aggravated about that.
But I do. I'm not aggravated.
Why? Why is it important that it's more than a minute 47 is the exact time
sir,
of the
track. Sir. Yes. Look, I'm not annoyed at it. I'm just kind of like...
Why do you keep asking about it?
Because I kind of want to know, is there a full version to it? Because I like it.
Don't you think the WWE would have released it? Oh, but then again, they didn't release the full
theme song.
Come on,
do you know how long it took them to release the full Raw theme song?
Actually, they did not release that. It was leaked on the internet.
It was leaked?
Yes,
WWE. So how long did it take to get leaked on the internet?
Those of you that don't know what we're talking about, the second verse to the Monday Night Raw theme song was released this week. The one that we never hear, that we ever heard. That sounds like this. Hold on. Keep it going, track stars. We had a lot of things running, now we on top. The static on the dial and the message is real. And while you question our progression, never rest in the heel. We keep it going, track stars.
I've already put that on my phone.
I'm sure you did. Anyways, here's the official theme song. It's called Night of Gold. It's by CFO, you know, that's WWE's house band now. And,
house band.
And here's, they make a lot of their theme songs, let me tell you. Here's the theme song, Night of Gold. All minute 47 of it. The one night that we wait for, when it's all put on the line, we all strive to reach the top and be the champion this time. I'm gonna be a champion. Yeah, I got what it takes. Risk it all, make my own fate. Yeah, I'm gonna be a champion. All the glory and the fame, jet setting in my own plane. I'm gonna be a champion. Silhouettes in the spotlight, cash falling from the sky. Yeah, I'm gonna be a champion.
One night for me to turn around my whole life. Yeah, I originally thought the say it's easy
coming up and trying to be. Do you hear anybody else talking over the track?
God. The best. I'm calling bluff, you looking tired, man, you need a rest. You trying to graduate ahead of class, cheat the test. Homie, I ain't even trying, I just be the best. Championship rings, yeah, I got a few. Gold medal, first place, what I gotta do. Hard work, dedication, never quitting. Now you looking at a champion. I'm gonna be a champion. Yeah, I got what it takes. Risk it all, make my own fate. Yeah, I'm gonna be a champion. All the glory and the fame, jet setting in my own plane. I'm gonna be a champion. Silhouettes in the spotlight, cash falling from the sky. Yeah, I'm gonna be a champion. So it takes this one night for me to turn around my whole life.
There you go. Now you can say something, Rage.
Never mind, the thought's gone.
I figured it would be.
Rage, let me tell you something. Back in the day, even before my time, every song used to last like a minute and a half, 2 minutes. So,
I'm not stressing now over it. It's just a good song, and I just want to know.
You should be. You know the real tragedy you should be stressing over? the fact that I found candy corn Oreos in the store yesterday. That's a tragedy.
Hold on. Before you even dare try to complain about candy corn Oreos, let me tell you, those are actually kind
of
good.
Shut up. Anyways, let's move back to the to Night of Champions. Jeez. We'll talk about candy corn Oreos.
Just because your high expertise in cooking doesn't.
Excuse me, I just happen to like original Oreos. Anyways, back to the card. Divas title will be on the line, contested under fatal four-way rules, and I do believe it'll be fatal four-way elimination rules. I don't know. No. Right? Yes. No?
Wouldn't it be?
I believe it's fatal four-way elimination
rules. So this one has to go.
Fatal four-way formula. No, it's just a fatal four-way match. The champion, AJ Styles, going up against the Divas, a total Divas.
AJ Styles.
What? AJ Styles. I said AJ Styles. AJ Lee versus Brie Bella, Natalya, and Naomi. The pre-show is getting started live from, where the hell are they tonight?
Boston,
they're not. Are they in Boston tonight?
Wait. I think they're
in Michigan tonight. They're in
Detroit. They're in Detroit. That's
Detroit.
Right.
It's time for the kickoff.
RVD's on.
And, yep, there's the banners.
WWE will be decided tonight in Detroit, Michigan at Night of Champions.
Anyways. So, who do we think is going to take this? AJ versus Natalya versus Brie Bella versus Naomi. And, of course, there's metal detectors right there.
Naomi to win.
Yeah, I'm going to preface and say I don't care who wins, but I would like to see Naomi win.
All right. Tony C., who did you say?
Naomi. I would like to see her win.
You don't think the belt won't? Anyways. The panel, look at this panel. Alex Riley, Josh Matthews, Booker T, and Santino Marella.
Booker T?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
This is 2 months in a row for the Booker, man.
He's got nothing else to do, Santino.
He's staying gainfully employed.
How tall is Santino Marella?
5'7", 5'8". He's a little fella.
Josh Matthews.
He's even littler.
And John Matthews wanted to be a wrestler.
Yeah. Well, look at Ray. Ray is 5'6", 5'5", something like that.
As a luchador wrestler, you know.
Yeah. Different. Rage, who'd you say?
So I said this on Saturday. I'm going
to
go fucking...
I'm sorry, Rage. This is today's show. I was not there Saturday. That's why I have to ask the question.
Okay. Like I said, I'm going to go ballistic. Absolutely... Absolutely,
Grow up.
If AJ loses,
grow up, man. Grow up.
Why would you go ballistic?
Because she shouldn't drop a title to a bunch of to a bunch of reality stars.
So wait a minute. I'm going to stop you dead in your tracks because I don't know who the hell you said this to yesterday and who put you in your place. But I'm going to put you in your place now because Natalya and Naomi can actually wrestle.
Okay, they
I can't.
Can wrestle,
I won't defend Brie Bella.
But in my eyes, they're reality stars.
Well, then you've got clouded eyes, and you need to get your eyes checked, Charlie Brown.
They are officially
you,
reality stars.
You
they have sold
get
out.
Your, you know,
sold out.
Hold it. Let me tell you something. Is it that they sold out, or is it that the WWE told them this is what you have to do?
The WWE made them sell out, and now they officially sold out.
Because of how they look,
you
Rage,
got some. You got some
trying
real.
To dip into
she
a different.
Not,
you, you know what, Rage?
Have,
I'm going to tell you something.
Should not have to drop the title,
Rage,
to promote the show.
It's not to promote the show, but Rage, you got some real deep seated issues, man. I'm telling you, if you honestly think, if you really believe, all right, that they're sellouts now because
that's
they're on a reality show.
Come on, it's
if
only
they're,
logical. But
it's not that it's logical, Rage. Okay, will it help garner ratings? Of course. But listen to what I'm about to tell you, Rage. Do you know what's going to air tonight? The mid-season finale of that show during a paper.
I thought the mid-season finale was last week.
No, it is tonight. One of the biggest episodes of that show airs tonight during the final hour of this pay-per-view with a recap show at 11 o'clock on E. So they're going to be on the air 1.5 hours on E tonight with brand new material that is considered the mid-season finale during a WWE pay-per-view. This is not that important for them, because if it was, don't you think they would have saved something like this for when maybe the season, you know, regenerates?
Well, congratulations, because, I mean, they got what they wanted.
You can join in the discussion by using hashtag WWE.
The thing Ray's has is not understanding that show is not for the wrestling fan.
I know it's not for the wrestling fan, but she shouldn't have to drop the title just to promote.
Who the hell said it's to promote the show?
She supposed to hold on to the title then?
That, and how is this promoting a show that is not going to be producing new episodes after tonight?
Because one of these douchebags is going to hold it. It's not coming back probably
until after the new year, right, Double A?
They're going to be back, I think, in about 5 weeks they're coming back. But
okay.
There's a reason why it's called a mid-season finale.
Make Rage's argument, right? Okay,
award season is starting.
Win the belt, and then they're going to film over the next 5-6 weeks with one of these women as champion. So when it comes back on, that'll be part of the show.
Ridiculous, Rage. Ridiculous.
I'm just saying, she shouldn't have to drop the title for one of these reality stars just to...
There's not a reality, they're wrestlers, Rage.
Yeah, they're wrestlers, but I classify them as reality stars.
Then you got some problems, if that's what you're thinking. Okay?
But you know what? If Naomi wins, I'll let it go.
Why? Why Naomi?
Because I like Naomi's ass.
That's a horrible reason.
She can actually wrestle.
So can Natalya. Natalya came from the dungeon.
Natalya's pretty. She's
Natalya, right. And Natalya and Ariane is completely irrelevant to me.
Some issues, son. You really do. You got some real issues.
It has not been my
week.
What's
Paul Heyman saying?
I don't give a damn if it is your week. That's no reason to make such irrational statements. You haven't had a good week in about 3 months.
You've kept track.
Of course, I've kept track. I get emails. Remember?
Wow. So who sent an email now? What did I do?
Limb from limb, CM Punk is going to slaughter me. CM Punk is going to massacre me in the middle of your ring. Unless
what?
Unless. If CM Punk gets past Curtis Axel, at that very moment, I take my fist and I punch your referee right in the mouth.
That wouldn't make a whole lot of sense. Why would you do that?
It would make a lot of sense, Brad, because you're a former referee. You know that if I punch the referee in the mouth, that's an immediate disqualification, which means if Punk touches me after the bell... it's felonious assault, and I can press criminal and civil charges on him. I think it's an ingenious idea. I'm okay with the match.
Well, you're absolutely right. I hadn't thought of that.
But I did. Enjoy the show.
Well,
thank you very much.
Hang on. I'm just not sure that particular scenario would be best for business, necessarily.
I don't care what you think.
Okay, well...
Oh, there goes a shot of whiskey for me.
Why don't we go ahead and make your... handicap elimination match, no disqualification. Just simplifies it. Okay.
There you go.
I got a question about this feud. Like, once he beats the hell out of him, then, like, on this pay-per-view, what, they're going to get him the next three to do the same thing, or... Where is this going to end up?
Is Paul Heyman going to be gone, or is he going to go away?
He'll just come in with crutches, you know?
Because once Paul Heyman leaves, Curtis Axel is done.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what's going to happen, but we'll definitely have to wait and see. All right, now that they brought that match up, might as well talk about it since it's on everybody's mind. It's no disqualification now. It's a handicap match. The Intercontinental Champion, Curtis Axel, and Paul Heyman will go against CM Punk. We'll start with Rage since he's having a bad week.
Punk finally ends this meaningless feud and finally begins his road to winning the title again.
Surfer.
Punk.
You're going with Punk.
Yeah.
Punk.
And you too, Tony, so you're going with CM Punk?
Yeah.
I'm going with CM Punk also, because, you know, he's going to get his grubby hands on Heyman, though. You know, as we reported Tuesday night on the rant, it's being reported right now that build for the Survivor Series is CM Punk versus Paul Heyman. So we'll have to wait and see what happens, because the Survivor, we still got two more pay-per-views before the Survivor Series.
They're going to make this out to be like a John Cena's Leighton versus John Laurinaitis sort of thing.
Could be, but you know what? I'd rather this than Cena and Johnny Ace, because Heyman is great at what he does.
I mean, like, the outcome of it.
We don't know. We don't know.
Because I kind of see...
Isn't Brock gonna come back for Survivor Series?
He'll probably come back for the Survivor
Series. That's the
probably.
Thing. That's what I was talking about.
What was that, Surfer?
What's the chance of him showing up tonight?
Slim to nothing.
This isn't one of the major ones.
Yeah.
Like that's what I'm talking about.
But, I mean, coming out for a minute or two.
No, it's slim. I mean, beyond slim to nothing.
Now, two teams will start in the ring. The winners of that match will compete against the next team. This will continue until all five teams have participated. The last remaining team will be declared the winners and will earn a WWE Tag Team Championship match later tonight at Night of Champions.
And we kick things off with 3MB coming to the ring. They will be going up against somebody here in a second.
You know, if I'm part of 3MB, I'm leaving. Because they worse off as a group than they were as individuals.
I agree. I don't understand. Like, Drew McIntyre should finally just leave and then go back to being, what was it, the Chosen One or whatever the hell it was that he was.
Did anyone hear that? By the way, did anyone hear that guy, the announcer on SmackDown, he said Edge is rated our superstar?
Tony Chimmel. He did it. He's struggling. He hasn't done it in a while, you know. That's, you know, got to give it up to Tony Chimmel.
Dad, no Funkadactyls for that. I mean,
she's preparing.
They got to get ready for the match, sir.
Well, I'm not gonna. You know,
I'm gonna love to see the Total Diva episode where they're backstage trying to get ready and the drama's
stupid.
All right, we've got tons of funk now. They came out. It's starting the match, Brodus Clay versus Heath Slater, for those of you that are not watching. Brodus with the spikes on his outfit there.
Dinosaur scale.
Dinosaur scale.
Whatever they're supposed to be.
It's too many. I don't know too many dinosaurs that have three rows of scales. You know?
He's a funkosaurus.
He tagged in Tensai, and now coming in the ring, Drew McIntyre comes into the ring and jumps over the top rope.
Fucks himself up.
onto Tensai. It's really, oh my, he took a spill in the process. But man, oh man. Back into the ring goes Tensai with Drew McIntyre. Forearm shot to the head, and I don't know, I mean, 3MB, they've been around for a while. And oh, wow, Tensai with the sunset flip that he overshot.
Tensai. Sunset flip?
Yeah. He overshot into the ropes. He missed his mark. Got a one fall before Drew McIntyre grabbed the ropes. Referee Mark Harris admonishing Drew McIntyre for not backing away from the corner. Roll up 1, 2, 3. Tons of Funk picking up the win. Tensai.
Yeah, that went really quick.
So, and now here comes the real Americans.
16 minutes, right? Well, 16.
Here comes the real Americans now. Antonio Cesaro and Jack Swagger, they're brawling with the 3MB as they're forced to leave. Antonio Cesaro now taking it to Tensai.
Let's go, Tea Party Movement.
Cesaro standing in the ring, putting his big spin with and we go to a break right now.
They doing this crap again.
Yes.
Let's see Cesaro do one of those spins with one of those big motherfuckers.
And you know what's sad? You know what's sad? They're at a commercial break right now, but even the WWE app is not showing what's going on in the ring. Because the app is streaming the pay-per-view pre-show. So the app is on commercial, too.
You downloaded the app?
I have the app, sure.
They're telling you that this match isn't important. They just go to commercial.
I hate that they're doing this, that there's a commercial.
It's pay-per-view. Why would you go to commercial on pay-per-view? Not even boxing does that. Not even TNA does that.
Now, maybe, a second commercial.
Maybe they should. A second commercial for the same damn thing.
Aren't you going to come back and Tons of Funk are going to have lost and the Real Americans? You're going to have the Usos and
Prime
Top. You can watch the event on your PS3, Xbox, and a few other crapolas. Antonio Cesaro is still taking it to Tensai as we return to live action in the ring. It seems that not much had happened in the last 60 seconds.
Yeah, 14 minutes left, so how many more commercials between now and the end of the show?
I hope no more. Tensai with a suplex on Cesaro.
And Daniel Bryan's not winning tonight. We all
tags in Brutus Clay.
He's going to win the match. He's just going to win the belt.
Yeah, he'll probably win by DQ.
Headbutt. You're right. Here we go. And Exploder Suplex from Brutus Clay onto Cesaro. He goes into the corner, charges Cesaro with a big splash.
I think he's going to get the pin.
And now Brutus climbing to the second rope. He wouldn't dare get to the top rope. Goes for the splash. 1, 2. Jack Swagger gets involved, breaks the count, knocks Tensai off the ring apron. But Brutus headbutts Jack Swagger outside the ring, and here comes Cesaro, who goes to his corner. Swagger gets the blind tag, scoop slam into the Swagger hits the Patriot Lock on Brutus Clay.
This is some Gorilla Monsoon esque sort of play by play.
No, it's not. Swagger gets the submission. Swagger makes Brutus submit, and here come the Usos.
Reality show, get the out of here.
Oh boy, and the Usos dump both of them out of the ring. Dump both Cesaro and Swagger. Jey Uso over the ring post. And wow, I think that was Jimmy Uso with a split-legged moonsault from the top rope. I could be wrong. It was some kind of moonsault. There we go. Top rope goes, I don't know which is which anymore. I think this is Jimmy Uso.
Wow.
Jimmy with the crossbody. 1, 2. Near fall. And now my stream is a little choppy. With the replay here. Jey Uso goes over the ring post.
He has to push off on that pole to make that jump.
Oh my god. Ridiculous. We've got Jimmy Uso here. Trying to take it to Cesaro. Blind tag from Jack Swagger in the corner as they take it to Jimmy Uso, or one of the Usos, whichever one it is.
Now, both of the Usos are Rikishi's kids, right?
Well, they're twins.
Okay.
Swagger with the arm lock now. as Zeb Coulter looks on. Looks
so
like
they can
Zeb,
do the twin magic with Naomi.
Zeb got that got that mustache manicured, it looks like. Let me see if I can refresh the old feed here. Because mine is chopping up. I don't know about you guys.
I'm sorry. I ain't doing no twin magic.
I don't even got a stream up yet. I'm trying to get mine up for a second.
You can't try to pull that with you.
No, get your own.
All right. There we go.
Yeah, ain't no tag team action going on either.
No, it's pretty much it's a one-on-one action right here. Swagger Swagger takes it to Jimmy Uso.
Uh-oh.
Another commercial break. We'll be back right after this timeout. And they go to a commercial break with another CM Punk Paul Heyman promo.
Okay, who's making money off these commercials?
Not WWE, because guess what? This pre-show airs on pay-per-view as well.
Yep.
I'm just saying, like, you're in commercials. For something that's people are already going to tune in and watch. All right, if you haven't made up your mind to watch it by now, you're not watching the pre-show. And they're spending money to make these commercials. They're not making money off the commercials.
It's ridiculous.
Yep, because you pay for the pay-per-view, you get the pre-show free.
Not even.
Not really, no.
They don't do it like that anymore?
No.
No, cause you're still paying, because I remember when I was a little bit younger, the pay-per-view feed would come up, and then you would actually see the pre-show, and then right when 8 o'clock came, that's when the feed cut off, and you had to order it.
No,
yeah, because there was the preview channel.
If you paid for it, it would jump right to the pay-per-view.
Right.
It would stay with you, but if you didn't, then it would cut right off.
No, but there used to be the preview.
Pay-per-views used to give you the first 5 minutes, 5-10 minutes.
Well, there used to be the preview channel, you know, that's where the free-for-alls used to air and things like that.
But no, you should watch the first 5 or 10 minutes of the pay-per-view, and then they're like, you want to watch the rest, and cough up the money.
Well, I've never had that happen. Swagger to the second rope, tries to take Jimmy off the post there. He caught him into the Patriot lock. And let's see. Jimmy taps out. Swagger.
Yeah, Tea Party Movement 1.
To Jimmy. Here comes the primetime players.
Oh, please, kick their ass.
Darren Young decked by Swagger. As Titus O'Neil gets in the ring, and now it's Titus and Jack Swagger. In the corner goes Titus, who jumps over Swagger, and boom, big cross shoulder tackle, I should say. Elbows to the head. 1, 2, another one. Now Titus O'Neil with that big fallaway slam. And there he goes, barking. And he tries to give him the big boot, but Swagger clips the leg, taking it out. Wow. Swagger goes for the Patriot lock. Again, trying to make Titus O'Neil submit. Here comes Darren Young, big boot to the face. But in comes Cesaro, who gets thrown out of the ring by Darren Young. Darren Young going back in the corner now, trying to get the tag for his partner, who's really hurt. He's hurting, and he's holding his leg.
Oh, that's how it starts.
Of course it does. See, I got to get me a color commentator. Jack Swagger, wow, really ripping into Darren Young with another Patriot lock. Darren Young, though, trying to break out of it, and he rolls Swagger into the corner. And I don't know what the hell this finisher is called, but there goes the gut buster. 1, 2, 3. The Real Americans have been eliminated.
Oh.
Hey, yo.
Tea Party Movement lost.
And the Primetime Players are your winners.
Look at them doing the millions of dollars in the ring. They love that stuff.
They are your winners. They will now face the Shield later tonight. For the WWE Tag Team Championship. So yes, it's definitely going to be interesting to see what happens there. Let's go ahead and continue on. We got two more matches to cover. As we go to the World Heavyweight Championship, we'll be on the line, Alberto Del Rio versus Rob Van Dam. Surfer, your thoughts?
I'm going with Alberto Del Rio. I think Ricardo
is going to turn.
Still loyal to Del Rio.
I think that's going to be exactly the case. What about you, Tony C?
I'm hoping that RVD wins somehow, some way, to get the belt off Del Rio.
Right. What about you, Rage?
Anybody? I will take anybody as champion, but rather than Rob Van Dam, so I'll go with Alberto Del Rio. As much as I don't like him.
Okay. And lastly, your main event, WWE Championship, will be on the line. Randy Orton defends against Daniel Bryan, the former champion. Tony C.
Orton by DQ.
Ooh, that's an interesting one. What about you, Surfer?
I think it's going to be a pin by Bryan and then a restart of the match.
So you think Orton, in the end, is going to take it?
Yes.
Rage?
The horny snake is going to win.
I honestly think Daniel Bryan will win via disqualification.
Still, he's not going to win the title.
No, he won't win the title. No, but I think he'll win the match via disqualification.
I kind of agree with you, Double A, but I think that's kind of too easy for him to go with that. Which is why I think they're going to do a pin and then a restart.
Yeah. I guess we'll just have to find out, right?
Why is it too easy for him to do it?
It's too easy of a way to transition to the next part of the feud, is probably what he's saying. You know, but we'll have to wait and see. Night of Champions starting in just 4 minutes. You don't want to go anywhere. If you're listening to us live, hang out in the chat room. We'll be chatting during the course of the event. If you can't be in the chat room and you want match results as they happen, follow us on Twitter at RantEMRadio, as we'll be streaming results as they happen. Of course, full results will be posted on RantEMRadio.com when the event is over. And we'll hit the air once again at 11 o'clock Eastern with a full recap of the entire event, running down match by match what went down. And you could definitely call in 954-889-7268 and AA the Rant, all one word, on Skype during the post show. So, for Rage, Tony C, Surfer, I'm AA. We'll see you in 3 hours' time at 11 o'clock for the post show. Enjoy Night of Champions. Have a good night, everybody. I'm going to be a champion. Just sending my